Charlie, it wasn't the point of, I think there's a turn up here. I knew there was a turn up here, but I just didn't realize it was that sharp, so.
Is Cabe, no freaking way. Cabe, are you actually running the Pontiac?
Huh? Please
tell me you are.
He is. He's running.
Cabe, you're fucking awesome, dude.
I don't know what he's going to do with it, but he isn't in the session yet.
Probably kick all our asses, honestly.
No. Me, Christopher, Bully, and Doug are pink because we're in the GTE. Ted is white because he's in the Dallara. Cabe is pink, which, if there's only three different classes, he could be in a GT Daytona, but I'm pretty sure he's in the frickin' whatever the hell that piece of
shit. Well, I put the Lamborghini in here too, so.
I'm in the Corvette. Yeah, I'm in the Corvette. I thought about it, but.
You're in the Corvette?
Yeah, I thought about it, but. I did think about it, but I was thinking. Yeah. All right, Bully, send me the setup.
How are you in the Corvette if it's in the same
class? I don't have a Corvette set up.
Just send me the one on Discord or whatever.
I have the BMW set up.
Yeah, send me it.
I don't have the one from VRS yet.
That's fine. Send me the setup. Send me the BMW one. It's the same car. It'll work.
That's going to work out great, Cabe. Oh, God.
What? Same setup. Ooh, my frames really don't like it.
Yeah, we should have done this in the daytime.
Yeah.
Damn, it's dark. I will say that.
It's dark, I will say that.
Oh, there you go.
He just said, it's dark, I will say that.
Who's in front of me?
That would be me.
I'm coming out of pit road.
All right, look at me. I stayed out of the dirt.
Oh, you hit the dirt right there.
The thing that's weird between this car and the Lambo.
That doesn't count, though.
You know, the Lambo, if you gave him a headlight flash, it would just do the big light in the middle that would flash. Well, in this car, all lights flash. Man. So literally, for a couple split seconds, you're blinded. Like, you literally cannot see where you're going every time they go on and off.
That's why you get up behind them, and then once you're trying to catch them, you just fucking hit that for three laps behind them. Then when they run off, then you give them one last one and a wave, and then you're good.
Options, controls, headlight flash. What button should I assign to that?
That turner is definitely better in second gear. Oh, yeah. This track is one of them tracks where you feel like you're going to just destroy the suspension, but you got to trust the car is fake and it'll hold up.
I'm just going to run medium downforce.
Oh, see, that was a good turn 16. Okay. I edited that VRS setup a little bit, and so far I'm liking it.
Black, it's good. The exit pit road this way, got it. Oh wow, it cuts. Where's the track? Right there. Okay. Oh.
You been on this track before, Cabe?
Nope.
Oh no.
I think it'd be funny to go and watch my live, just letting you know. Oh wow. Oh, it's really not that difficult. Oh, I just lagged, so that's what screwed me. But I'm good other than that.
Oh shit, cold tires, no damn grip.
I'm on the medium. Down four, so I don't know. I just see, Doug, those corners are fun right there. That one, not so much.
Is it the last couple sets of corners?
No.
What corners are you talking about, Cabe?
I don't know. You're asking me like I know. I got it. Yeah.
Is this your first time on this track?
Yeah. It's not helping that I'm just lagging every 3 seconds, but.
Oh, come on. What is wrong with you people? You guys don't know road racing heritage if you're just now getting this track.
I've had the track.
I just haven't ran on it.
You have everything. Doug, there is say, if you have the track.
It looks different in the daytime.
Yeah.
And,
you can see where the next corner is.
Yeah. And it runs better in the Indy car.
In the Indy car. Says who? Jimmy Johnson?
I'll believe Jimmy.
That was just a joke because Jimmy tested an Indy car here.
Yes, he did.
You know, I should have added the Lotus 79, too.
I would have ran that. I definitely would have.
The screwed up part is that I have a setup for the Lotus 79 around here as well. Because I love both of these cars around here. Shit.
Where's the breaking point? Oh, you go way further than I thought. What if you
know what we can do after this practice? Let's do the Lotus 79s at Watkins Glen.
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
That is just like, that is so much fun.
I'll do it. Oh, I just drove straight off track. No, whoa. It's really not that difficult. Just
getting it down with a vet, huh?
Yeah. It's really not that difficult. It doesn't help my steering wheel's off, but...
Thank God we only got 18 minutes left.
Yeah, I'll be getting off here shortly, so I head to work anyways.
Alright, I'm exiting pits.
Trying to make a couple tweaks here.
Come my way. Digging. The reason I like the Corvette is because the pedals move. No, whoa.
Wop, 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 right into me.
No, I didn't wop, wop, I. Whoa.
There's a big difference.
There's a big difference between a wop, 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 and a whoa.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going after some
dirt. Wall. Keep hitting it.
Okay,
I don't know why.
That's actually starting to get pissed. That's actually starting to get annoying, just so you know.
Wall.
Surrounded by children.
Yeah.
I'm only 2 years younger than you. I don't get how.
Bully is literally surrounded by children.
Yeah, Doug drives like he's five.
I don't drive that advanced. Come on.
No. Every fucking time. Turn.
Oh, damn it. This BMW sucks.
Tires.
This is a mess. Come on. Oh, that's right. I moved that button.
Oh, I just throttled right into the wall. Fuck out of the way. I got this. I'm off track. Ignore it. Doug, don't do that. Watch out. So I know how to get on the track quick. You just cut the cones, and then you go down to this corner, and you brake, and then you completely miss the braking point and go right into a tire, wall. Oh.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
No.
This track sucks.
Sounds like he's in turn six.
What turn's that?
One that right after five. Bad.
Hey, Cave's right in front of me. I'm going to try and catch up to him.
probably will.
Hey, why'd you have to do that, man? I felt so good about being the only guy to go number one, and then you're in a different car, and you go one in your class.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I'm always top, you know? Come on.
Well, get off the grass.
This mattress that you stole from your room way back in Boulder. We ain't never getting older.
Oh, yeah. So far, she's really liking these setup adjustments that I made.
I say we don't even worry about that. I say we just run baseline. Or not baseline, VRS.
No.
I meant VRS.
I'm freaking half a second faster than VRS right now, man. And it's much more controllable.
Well, that's because you're also on your outlap.
I'm on cold tires and this damn thing is going quicker than it did on hot tires.
That's what that does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it goes quicker.
Normally it understeers like shit. Shut up and just eat my headlight flash.
It does, just so you know.
See, you're so slow, Kay, that you can't even operate a proper headlight flash.
Well, because I don't run. I turned that off. Because I didn't know that we were going to run crap again.
Oh,
it's a right-hander.
Yeah,
I went back to the left.
Speed.
I went back to the left, and it was a right-hander. I just hooked
left. You guys
want to
learn how to drive this track?
No.
Just watch some IMSA races at this track.
That won't do anything.
You'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out. Baby, don't leave. If I said I need your body, would you hold me? I know Forza, it's pretty easy. Yeah. Of last night, these two ain't smiling. Oh wow, you really. Why do you have to brake so much for turn one? Stupid. My brain's just trying to get used to the not locking up the tires, too.
Oh, damn it. I keep forgetting about that turn.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about the one where it's like it starts going left, and then it just hooks right. Where's that corner going? Okay. Let's come back to me.
Shit! If I would not have butchered that last corner, I'd be half a second up.
How are you that much quicker than me?
Oh, damn it.
I drove straight off track. I completed the entire lap, and then the second to last corner sucks. I hit a fucking tire barrier.
Press underneath you. Oh shit, my bad. That one's on me. I'm sorry.
Alright, so I ran a 1:14. My optimal's in a 4. Oh, brake way too early for that. Okay. God! Stupid mother. This track's stupid. I don't like it.
I agree. Alright, so left front, right front, right rear.
Ah!
What is WS?
That means worship control. It matters how much you pray to God. The car doesn't screw up and drive straight off the track like it just did.
So this is right sides only.
Hey, Gabe?
No.
158.7.
What's that mean?
It's possible. I just did it.
Okay. And I could probably run a 56 if I knew the track.
Well, that's bullshit, because freaking Tony Kanaan can't even run a 156.
What's that mean?
Pretty sure. What does that mean? Okay, do you know who Tony Kanaan is, Mike?
No.
Any chance?
But that's also real life, so. I don't think that they have the same balls in iRacing as they do in here, because you can drive it 10 times deeper and not realize it in this.
Okay, but I've literally raced against Tony Kanaan before. Dude's quick.
Don't know who that is, but got it.
I think he's
a professional IndyCar driver, dude.
Say, yeah, I was gonna say, isn't he an IndyCar?
I don't know. I never heard of her.
You never.
Only Tony I know of is Stewart, and he's pretty good at road courses. Tony Sturt, he's pretty good. You know Tony Sturt? Tony Sturt, pretty good. You ever heard of that guy? Tony Sturt. He goes pretty fast. Go from room, go fast, name him.
All right, gentlemen. You guys have a good time.
We're not having a good time.
What was that, Cabe? You went off again?
No, I did not. I clipped the freaking curb, and it lost me 3/10.
Who wants to watch me go faster this run?
You sure are cocky for now. I cannot wait till I know this track or I run it in the day.
Yeah, I don't think the sunset time was the best move.
Oh, that wasn't a bad corner. Well, it wasn't a bad corner. It just wasn't good, but it was okay.
Freaking turn 17 is so smooth, it's practically a smooth criminal.
What corner? What? What's that mean?
Does he not realize what smooth criminal is?
No, I don't know where turn 17 is.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Nope.
Does he not know who Michael Jackson is?
He might not.
Don't know what Dave, you're
exactly
meaning by whatever, but I don't know what you mean by turn 17. We're on a road course, so I'm assuming that there's 17 corners is what you're talking about. I mean, that's what I'm guessing.
Oh, I think I know what some of that is. Okay, so left front tire, right front tire, left rear, right rear, windshield tear off, and fuel.
What do you need a windshield tear off? Oh, because
well,
they're
just
dirty.
Looking,
that's
I'm
why.
I'm set up buttons to do just like.
I was thinking
left
of
side,
like a.
Right
well, I was thinking of like a dirt car. Head, face, tear off, whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't go that much more off.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm gonna go do. Thank you for letting me know. Goodbye. I'm gonna go take a shower and. Took a shart in the shower drain.
Oh, no way.
And
no way.
Charlie, I'll send you a picture
no
of it. Goodbye.
Did it actually? Guys, I found a way how to skip the course. Oh, man. makes it to where literally right before turn two, you can literally get right over to the twisties on the back stretch. Can someone please clear my blacks real quick? I'm getting ready to run a heater. Thank you, Doug.
Nope.
Well, I thought that it was going to be a heater, and then frickin' final turn was just a big-ass miss.
Oh, can get down to 212.
Well, that didn't work.
Bully, 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 ah!
Garage.
Alright, I'm making a gap right here.
Third setups. What is the, you got two setups in here, Bully.
Really? I sent one to, everybody for Cave.
Because it says there's two. It says PDS, BMW, IMSA, Sebring, 20, S3. And then the other one is kind of the same stuff. And it says 20, S3, then W9R.
I don't know. It should be the same setup.
Okay.
I'll check it.
Let me open, and I'm going to save as... I'm just going to, I want to save these setups. Maybe I will do some daytime practice here. Save, shared setups, open, save as, Sebring, Ultimate Charlie. What time is it? I'm probably going to jump off here soon.
All right. Yeah, good lap going.
Grab yours, save as.
Oh, yes, that's what I needed right there.
Damn it. Oh, I had a good one going too. Fuck.
All right, so I got everyone set up, saved.
The only advice that I can give is run this track in the day, get used to it, and then running it in the night will be just
Yeah, but this is the best. It, this isn't our next endurance track either, though, is it? We got Bathurst next, right?
Yeah. Bathurst, like there's a 12-hour race at Bathurst.
That's the next one.
But, Charlie, you
Holy
didn't have
shit.
Bathurst, right?
No, I don't, but I'm up almost 7/10. Oh, yeah. Anybody else getting an erection?
No.
Oh, gaining time out of last corner. 0.6158 on a half a tank of fuel. I will frickin' take that shit to the bank. Holy shit. I am saving that.
cone slowdown. Whoop. Not that much, though. Oh. Charlie, are you guys going out to any of the Rolex?
Nah, I'm just going to stay home, watch on TV, get caught up with schoolwork while I watch it during the night.
All right. Yeah, I'll probably go out a little bit around the start and then go back.
See, I'm going to be working right at the start, but my boss kind of helped me out a little bit.
Right.
Because I told him that the race was starting, and he's a big racing fan too, so he gave me from noon until 4. So I'm only really going to miss the first 20 minutes of the race.
Right.
The thing that sucks, though, is that I'll miss the end because I'm working from noon to close.
What truck's Bathurst at? Bathurst, right?
It's Paramount or something like that.
Mount Paramount or whatever the fuck it is.
And you'll see Bathurst in like small in there.
Look, I'm just telling you guys, the first half of that lap is the hardest lap in history. You're talking a track that's like the Nürburgring. You know, if you just barely go off, you're in a wall. But it's not nearly as wide as the Nürburgring. It's about as, how do I put it this way? It's about as wide as Martinsville. And it's a very fast road track. I mean, literally, you go over the white lines, wall like half a foot away. Most of that track, you cannot go too wide in. Most, 90% of passes will be done on the straightaways. So, just warning you, I hate that track. I cannot stand it.
Racing special
3.86 miles.
Well, let's see here. All right, so up next is the Daytona 500. February 12th to the 14th.
I'll run that if someone will spot me.
And then
I kind of want to run that too.
You have the then it's the Bathurst. That's February 26th to the 28th. That's a 12-hour race.
Yeah.
And then Mount Paramana or something like that.
It's Bathurst, yeah.
Yeah, and then Sebring is a 12-hour race. That's March 26th. And then you have North Wilkesboro Throwback. That's April 11th. And then they have Nürburgring 24-hour, April 23rd to the 25th. And I'm guessing they'll have more.
Yeah, Le Mans, I'm not sure when that is. I'd be surprised if it didn't do Le Mans.
So Bathurst is a GT3 class only, it says.
Yeah.
So that would be like the Lamborghini, right?
Yep.
And then...
I think the BMW's got one that's a GT3, don't they?
Yeah, because then we have one in our class.
Yeah, like the BMW. I think it's not the prototype one, isn't it?
Maybe. I don't remember. And then the Sebring 12-hour is LMP2, GTE, and GT3. And then so the North Wilkesboro Throwback is the 87s. And then Nürburgring is GT3, GT4, P-Cup, and TCR. So, and it says there are plenty more iRacing special events coming in 2021. So that's just what they have listed for right now. Yeah, it seems like if you do the 500, if you just stay in the back, the beginning of the race, let them most of them guys crash out, you'd probably be fine. There's all kinds of stuff up with WTF here now.
Let's see that. We've
yeah, what the fuck is happening? WTF, all caps, modified at the Milwaukee Mile.
Oh, all right, guys, I think I'm going to jump off for the night. I think pushed it too much already.
All right. I will talk to you tomorrow then, brother. Have a good night. Be safe. Enjoy.
All right, guys. I will see you all later.
You got to back it up. Did you back it up? Because I went way ahead. You there? Still, you still there, Cabe?
I think he's in the shower.
Oh.
I really should take a screenshot of this being 5 seconds faster than Cabe.
Well, wait till he learns the track.
Believe me, I know.
Get this up.
I'm gonna lie, boys, it's been a while since I drove the BMW, but I think I kind of fell back in love with this car.
That's all right.
I know Doug hates it.
I want to try the other BMW. I think I want to run the other BMW GT in this Bathurst race.
Yeah, I feel like that other Beamer is a little bit lighter weight. It's more nimble.
Well, the Bathurst really race is GT3 only. We have to either run the Lambo, Ed, or three.
The Lambo just kind of feels like a brick around the track, you know?
Yeah, not bad. Check this out. I've never ran this track, so let's give it a try. Probably need to change cars since I never ran this track. Maybe I've been here. I don't know. But that first straightaway is pretty massive. A lot of elevation changes.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, this is a lot of elevation changes here. Big steep climbs. Big track too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Big bueno, no bad. That sucked.
Like I said, it's a tight track as soon as you start going back uphill off that straightaway.
Oh, so I made it past that and went to the downhill.
Oh, really?
So it was the GT3 prototype. That's what I was going to test.
Let's see, what the hell do I want to do?
Doug is just going to run this little Bathurst. I'm going to use the setup for the I would switch to the BMW, the GT3 prototype, actually. What do you think? Downforce endurance. So does that sound? Or high downforce endurance? What do you think for this track? You don't have it, do you?
No, but just knowing that track, I know you'd rather have a tight race car than a loose race car. I'd go for the high downforce, and if it's too tight, then slowly make rear wing adjustments. Or if it's too tight in all corners, like slow and fast corners, then I make a rear anti-roll bar adjustment.
Man, W, this little thing's not bad.
Hell, if iRacing wouldn't have done any of their BOP stuff, the Lambo probably would have been the outright best car for Daytona, but the way they did it, they evened it up a little bit more to where the BMW just had a slight advantage. Yes.
It's a big ass track.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough. This track is really small. Break more than that, baby. Thank you. Wow, this track's gonna be really hard.
Alright, boys. Alright, boys, I'm getting off for the night.
Alright, later. Fuck! This truck's gonna suck. It's so small. Have a good one, man.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Widowmaker. Oh, everybody's out. Alright, so, brand new world. We're gonna do a few. Got a few mods, so we're just trying to jump in, see what happens. But we'll see. Just gotta try to get to that point, whatever we're able to do for now. So just gotta make it. First few episodes, I probably will just build base house. So I always make sure whatever we're able to do for now. So just gotta make it. First few episodes, I probably will just build base house. Do have a, so that helps.
Yo,
what is up,
just
you butt munchers? What are you guys doing?
Eat balls. Wow, Joe, you're insane.
Oh my
try
god.
To do a musty
Why is
flip.
Kiersey even in this Discord?
I'm gonna do something.
Because I haven't tried to even do anything in my Discord.
You should just kick her. Just...
Why?
Because.
Because she's your girlfriend.
So, I'm back from last episode, and I did get quite a few things from my other world. Just kind of jumped the process, got Vic-tied, got a little bit of armor, got the accessories, just kind of get going. Got the magic storage set up, checked in or whatever, and have a click. So, I'm back. I don't spawn sunken sea. So, I think I will do him if I can find him, and then I'll do Crabulon next episode, and then yeah, we should be kind of around where my armor is. The other side. Goodbye. See you guys on the other side. Goodbye. Long as a farm in town, maybe not money grow. Factor is valid, passion lies, no true love your own. They take one last lap around. I got a pie ghost. So come on, girl, kick your no back, C71 like a Cadillac. On the way out west, there ain't nobody. She got that red dirt swag. When she wanna get nitty gritty, she got my heart, my soul, my back. She got that window down, blonde hair down, blowing out of my Chevy. She got that indigo frosty glow everywhere she go sexy. She got my heart, my soul, my back. In this video, I'm going to walk through the software and the tools and the process that I go through to create my screen recordings. For my screen recording, I typically use OBS, which is the Open Broadcast Software. And you can download that free from obsproject.com for Windows, Mac, or Linux. Now, I already have OBS installed, so if we just type OBS and run OBS Studio, by default, you'll come up looking like this. Now, my buttons and fonts look a little bit weird on this screen. I am running a 4K Sony TV as a screen, and I have the resolution set to 4K, but I have the scaling set to 200%. So some pieces of software don't play very nicely with scaling. Ironically, the two pieces of software I use, OBS and DaVinci Resolve, are two of those pieces of software, but they work well enough to be certainly usable, and they're easy to use. Now, with OBS, you need to set up your screen to record what you want to record. Now, it might look a little bit daunting at first, but it's actually quite easy to use. You can configure one or more scenes. Now, a scene is typically a list of inputs, be it a webcam, a screen, a microphone, and you can set up as many scenes as you want with as many different sources. So we'll just set up one for this example. So if we click on the add under sources, and we want to capture our display. So if we click on display capture, we can give this any title we want. So we'll call it primary display. Click on OK, and it'll then list your displays. Now I only have the one screen, so we'll select display one. We can elect to display our cursor or not. For some reason, it takes a little while to refresh once you check or uncheck this box, but we want to display our capture cursor, so we'll click on OK. And as you can see, we get a bit of a inception effect here with it duplicating the content within the screen because we're displaying this on the screen that we're recording. The other thing we need to bring in is our microphone. Now, I'm using a Rode Podcaster, and ironically, to do a screen recording of screen recording software, you have to use screen recording software. So I'm currently using the Rode Podcaster with Camtasia. So what we'll do is we'll add in a audio input capture device. We can call it, for this example, we'll use our webcam mic. Select OK. We'll then have the option to choose the microphone from our webcam in this example. Typically, in my setup, I would use the Rode Podcaster, but as I said, I'm using that with Camtasia to record this screen. So if we click on OK, now we can see the webcam mic is showing up here, and we're getting our audio input levels, and you can see them peaking into the red there, so I'd want to actually turn that down before recording with it. So with your audio input, you don't want to be peaking into the red. You want to sort of be at the top of the green or at the bottom of the yellow, about like that. So if I was configuring this, I would set it so these peaked little orange dots show the maximum level that you've hit. If you can keep that in the middle of the yellow, then that's a fairly good space to be. Now, scene transitions you don't need to worry too much about unless you're configuring multiple scenes. What you may want to do, for example, if you're also displaying your webcam, which I'm not in this video, and you wanted to have the option to some people switch over to time, you'll spend your time fields. So DaVinci Resolve 16 and a Resolve menu, click on Remux Recordings, click on the three dots, select our video file, click on Remux, click on OK, and if we go back to our folder and refresh, we'll now see we've got an MP4 file of our recording. Okay, so that's the first part of actually recording your screen using OBS. So now we'll switch over to DaVinci Resolve and take a look at the editing process.
So the next piece of the puzzle is our video editing software. And for that, we use DaVinci Resolve 16. Now, this is a free product, and it's a very, very powerful piece of video editing software. If we go over to blackmagicdesign.com/products/DaVinci Resolve, or you can just go to blackmagicdesign.com and follow the links, and you can download DaVinci Resolve for free. Click on the download link, click on Windows. They do have two versions, a DaVinci Resolve 16 and a Resolve Studio 16. Studio 16 does require a key, and you'd have to pay for it. It's in Australia, it's somewhere around the $400 to $500 mark. And you can see that includes a few extra tools, some different effects, some more color grading stuff, and that sort of thing. For 99% of people, the free version will be perfectly adequate. So click on your operating system of choice and fill out your details and click on register and download. Now, one thing I have found with this page is if you use a browser autofill, quite often the register and download button doesn't work. So ignore your autofill this time and just manually type in each of the fields. So once you've registered and downloaded and installed DaVinci Resolve, it's a standard installer, you shouldn't have any problem installing it, you can run Resolve. Resolve takes a few seconds to start up. Now, when DaVinci Resolve first starts up, you'll see the project manager window. Likely, you won't have additional, these are called databases down here, you'll only have the local database. DaVinci Resolve works on a database mechanism for storing projects, so you can segregate them by creating your own different databases. By default, you'll have untitled project, so you can create a new project and give it a name, or if you just want to get started quickly, you can just double click on Untitled Project. This looks a little bit daunting to start with, especially for those who haven't used a video editor before, but once you get the hang of the basics, it's actually quite easy to use. Now, I don't spend any time at all in the cut page. This has been newly introduced in Resolve 16. I go straight to the edit page, and from here, most likely you'll have your media pool open, and you can also see buttons for effect library, edit index, sound library, and over this side, we've got mixer, metadata, and inspector. Now, most of the time, you'll spend your time in the editor, in the timeline down below, with the preview windows above. You'll spend quite a bit of time in inspector and working with your media. So to bring in media into your project, you can either select the media in File Explorer and just drag it in, or you can right click Import Media. If you have a lot of media that you bring into your project, you can segregate it into bins by just clicking Add Bin. So you can put, if you've got background audio tracks, you might be bringing in some still images, or you can segregate that however you like, really. So what we'll do is we will come and grab our videos. These are the two that we want. Drag them into the videos bin. Now, what will happen is DaVinci Resolve will create the project with a default frame rate, which is typically 24 frames per second. Now, we mentioned earlier that we want to try and keep all our recordings the same frame rate, and both of the clips that I'm bringing in are 30 frames per second. So what this is asking is it's saying that the clips that we're bringing in have a different frame rate than the current project settings. So we'll click on Change, and that will set our project settings to match our frame rate. Now, in the media pool, if we use the slider to scroll across, you can see both of these clips are 4K clips, 3840 by 2160, and they're both at 30 frames per second. Now, if we come down to the bottom right-hand corner to our cog, these are the project settings. Now, what you can see is the timeline frame rate and the playback frame rate have both been changed to 30. Because of that selection that we had when we imported the media. You can come in and set this prior to actually bring in any media. It's just personal preference. So now to get started with editing, if we can double click on our videos to preview them. By default, it will just bring up the single preview. or you can click on this button to split preview. The left-hand window is typically for source that you're scrubbing through to select clips from. The right-hand side window is the playback preview from your timeline below. When putting together a video, people do it typically in different ways. Some people will scan through the preview, they'll find the bits they want, like so they can play the preview window. We'll skip through a little bit. I'll just turn down this audio so we don't have to listen to me talk while we're listening to me talk. So we can play through here and we might say, okay, this is part of where we want to start. We can set in and out points by pressing I, and you'll see it puts a little marker there. And we can press the space bar to keep playing, or we can click on the play button to keep playing, or we can click on stop. We can scrub through to where we want. Set an out point by pressing O on the keyboard. Now that's highlighted this section of our video. Now we have a couple of ways to bring this into the timeline. If we click anywhere in the window and drag it down into the timeline,
you know, everybody's
we can do that, and you'll see that brings in audio and video. If we just wanted to bring in the video, we could click on this icon, drag it down to just bring in the video. This is often useful for things like B-roll. Or if we just wanted to bring in audio, we can click on that and drag it down into our audio timeline. The other way we can do it is if we already have a number of clips on the timeline and we wanted to insert it or overwrite it, we can drag across to here to this preview window and we have more options. So we can insert, we can overwrite.
Maybe go to the other. Got one defense somehow from the shackle, from the starter kits, and all that. So I will talk to you guys later. Peace out. Alright, so brand new world. We're going to do a few. Got a few mods, so we're just trying to jump in, see what happens. We'll see. Alright, so I got Calamity and a bunch of other mods down, so first episode, let's just try to get this going. Silver bow. Silver Vengeance, I honestly don't think I'm going to do any of these, but I will keep them around. Just so in case we do want to do it later, we can. But yeah. So I got Calamity and a bunch of other take because it's cool. Other mods down, so first up.